It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Don McNary Gym in Marshall, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, as the Lawrenceville Indians take on the Marshall Lions in Little Illini Conference play. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Well, here we are in Marshall as the Indians get back into conference play. Indians are coming with a record of 7-8, 1-1 in league play. The Marshall Lions are 12-5, and they're 2-1 in league play. Indians have been out of conference for quite a while now. In fact, haven't played a conference game since way back on December the 7th when they played Flora. So they get back into conference play. They play Marshall here tonight, then return home on Friday night to take on the Newton Eagles. Bill Richardson is alongside my partner. Bill, the Indians one game below 500 at 7-8. Trying to get to that 500 mark. It's been elusive all year long. They'll have to try to take on a very tough team here on their home floor, the Marshall Lions, we mentioned, already with 12 wins under their belt.
Yeah, you know, I talked to some of the Marshall League up here tonight, and they say, oh, we're not really very good, but here they are 12-5, and they're just coming off a Pizza Hut Classic tournament finish in Terre Haute where they won 3 of 4 games and claimed fifth place in a 16-team field. A lot of those teams, big schools. So, you know, I'm not fooled. These Lions are good. They got a couple double-figure scorers in Jesse Burdick and Josiah Wallace, a couple of guys to watch. And at any rate, the Indians are going to have their hands full here tonight.
Indeed they will. Indian JV was successful, though. They continue a good year. They won earlier by a score of 60-48. Logan Williams had 13 points. Skylar Toole playing tonight despite spraining his ankle severely. In fact, we understand he tore ligaments in his ankle the other night, but he was back out there on the floor tonight, amazingly. He had 12 points, and Cale Powell and Damon Parkman each had 10. It's a good balance for the JV Indians. They win 60-48. Marshall Lions, as we mentioned before, 12-5. Not only are the Lions talented and having a good year, but they also have a lot of size in their lineup. Marshall with 6'7", Jesse Burdick. And also inside is 6'5", Jaden Wallace. So they've got a lot of size inside that the Indians are going to have to try to deal with here tonight. That's something the Indians have had problems with all year long, is size.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it helps that Winningham's back from that sprained ankle. He can kind of battle some of those bigger kids in there. Takes a lot of pressure off of them, but with Marsh out and Weger out, you know, those are two of the top rebounders, and I would think Lawrenceville will have a hard time just to hold its own on the boards tonight.
All right, good crowd on hand here for this contest between the red and white of the Lawrenceville Indians, and the red and white of the Marshall Lions. That's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Bill and I are back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more.
Back here
of the
at McNary Gym in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrence with Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians will start. Number 3, Connor Odell, the 6-foot senior. Also starting, number 5, R.J. Nelms, the 6'2 senior. Also in the starting lineup for the Indians is number 32, Jordan Jones, 6-foot junior. Blaine Winningham in the starting lineup tonight. The 6'3 junior, number 33, and also number 35, Jarrett Winkles. He is a 6'2 junior for the Indians. So again, for the Tribe, Odell, Nelms, Jones, Winningham, and Winkles. Indians coming in again with a record of 7-8, 1-1 in the Little Illini Conference play. Here's the starting lineup for the Marshall Lions. They'll start number 11, Daniel Tingley. He's a 5'11 sophomore, 145-pounder. Also, Jaden Wallace, we mentioned him in the open, 6'1 junior, number 15, 170-pounder. Jesse Burdick, the man in the middle, we also mentioned him in the open, the 6'7 junior, 195-pounder. Also, Isaac Wood. He is a 6'2 senior, number 34. And Ethan Harper in the starting lineup. He is number 33, a 6'2 junior. So for Marshall, it is Tingley, Wallace, Burdick, Wood, and Harper. John Weber, the new head coach up here at Marshall in his first year at the helm of the Marshall Lions program. He's assisted by Gerald Boyle and also by Chad Boatman. Indians assisted. Indian head coach Randy Bishop assisted by Jeremy Brush and also by Blaze Kimmel. As we said, a battle of red and white here tonight. The Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the black trim. Red, white, and black. Marshall in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. It's about ready to get this game underway. Glad you're with us. Indians and the Marshall Lions. Burdick will jump it up against Connor Odell. The tap is controlled by the Lions. Slight size mismatch there on that center jump, to say the least. Here is Daniel Tingley, guarded by Odell in the man-to-man. They swing it left side to Jaden Wallace. Now back right side on the wing to Skyler McManus, who's into the game. So a new stuck somebody in there.
Yeah, Tingley did not start, and McManus did.
All right. So McManus is in the starting lineup, a 6'1 senior. Here is McManus at the top of the key, guarded in the man-to-man by R.J. Nelms. In the right corner, long ball by Isaac Wood is off the mark, no good. Tipped underneath. Here's a shot up and no good by Ethan Harper. And he's fouled and will go to the line for free throws. Pick number 33, Ethan Harper. He is 6'3", 250 pounds. a big guy in there to go along with Burdick at 6'7". Free throw up and in by Harper, and it is 1-0 in favor of Marshall.
That foul was on R.J. Nelms.
1-0 Marshall. Free throw on its way. Good again. 2-0 Lions. Nelms will leave it off for Connor Odell, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Guarded man-to-man by McManus out front. Now left side pass to Winningham on the wing. He looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Top of the key to Winkles. Winkles on the dribble. Right side to Jones. Ball knocked out of bounds by the good defense of Jaden Wallace, the brother of Josiah Wallace, the Marshall star of many moons ago, now starring for Eastern Illinois University.
Starring's right, man. He's leading that team.
Here's the ball taken away and stolen away by Harper. The big guy with a steal, top of the key to Wallace. Long jumper is good. A three ball. Jaden Wallace. And it's 5-0. The first 5 points of this game belong to the Lions. Winkles on the dribble. Down the lane he comes. Lays it up. He is off. No good. Rebound controlled by Burdick. He feeds it now left side to Wallace. His floater in the lane is rolled off. No good. Rebounded by Nelms. Off to Jones across the timeline. Jordan Jones feeds it. Bounce pass to Nelms. Left wing. Now left baseline move by Winningham. Underneath. Shoots. No good. He was at an awkward angle and knocked away. Here's Burdick feeding it off right side to Wood. Wood's jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by the Lions. Shot from the corner is partially blocked. Now the loose ball rebound. Indians with numbers. 3-on-2. Here's Nelms. Left side. Can't handle it. Back to Odell. Shot up in the lane. No good. From about 8. Rebounded by Nelms. Nelms up and good. No! He missed it. Man, I had it down before it went in. He was wide open and missed a layup. Now Wallace at the other end. Shot no good. Rebounded up and in by Harper. Randy Bishop can't believe there wasn't a charge there. And he's signaling for a charge, but no call forthcoming. And it's 7-0 in favor of the Lions here. So a quick start for Lions here on their home floor. Odell across the timeline, right side on the wing to Winningham. His jumper from 15, got it. Lane Winningham with the first Indian points of the night. And it's 7-2, 5:25 to go here in the opening quarter play. And now a turnover carrying the ball was Isaac Wood for Marshall. He'll check out of the lineup. And in is Daniel Tingley. Here's Odell inbounding to Nelms. Back to Odell. 5:20 to go. Opening quarter. 7-2. Marshall. Pop of the key to Winningham. Feeds it underneath to a cutting Jones. Reverse layup. Left it up. No good. Indians have missed three layups here in the early going. Now Burdick down the lane. Feeds it underneath to Harper. He shot up and in and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Ethan Harper. He's been a concern here early. The big guy inside with a big body. And the Indians have nobody physically to match him. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Marshall 9, Lawrenceville 2. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Indian basketball on Light 103, brought your way by People's State Bank, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank, and by WTHI-TV. Three-point play completed by Ethan Harper, and it's 10-2 in favor of the Marshall Lions.
Seven of those 10 points from Harper.
Here is Winningham on the left wing. Top of the key to Odell. Right side to Winkles on the wing. Bounces it down low on the right wing. Or right baseline to Jones. Jones puts it up from 12. Has it partially blocked by Harper. He's everywhere. Off to Burdick. The big guy brings it up the floor. Now off on the right wing to McManus. Back top of the key to Tingley. Tingley backs it out against the defense of R.J. Nelms. Now to Wallace. Wallace looking for his screen. Feeds it in the right corner. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Tingley. Tingley loses the handle. Now the ball out of bounds. Last touched by an Indian. Touched by Jordan Jones. It'll be Marshall basketball underneath their own hoop. 4:22 to go here in the first quarter. 10-2 Lions. Into Harper. Back out to Burdick. He thought about a long three. Top of the key. But now back out front to Tingley. And Marshall will go on offense. Wallace on the right side is a right baseline drive. Shot up off glass and in and out, no good. Rebounded by Burdick. Burdick, double team, puts it up with the left hand, got it. At 6'7", in that close, awful hard to stop. Jesse Burdick, the 195-pound junior, and it's 12-2, a 10-point Marshall lead.
4 rebounds in 4 minutes for Burdick. Keep that up, he'll have 32.
Here is Odell on the right baseline, bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. And a foul charged against the Marshall Lions.
That foul's going to go on the Wallace. First foul on the Lions.
Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Jordan Jones looking to get it in. Into Winningham, right corner. Now dribbles out to the wing. Now tries to take the baseline, heads to the hole, lays it up off glass, no good. Rebounded by Burdick, but he has it knocked away, stolen by the Indians. 4-on-2 break. Left side to Nelms, who lays it up and in. R.J. Nelms with the basket. Indians had numbers, and they produced the basket. 12-4, Marshall. Tingley across the timeline. Now to Wood. Wood feeding into the corner. Three-pointer on the way is good. Ethan Keown. Ethan Cowan with the basket. 5'10", 140-pound junior checked into the lineup on that last stoppage of play for Marshall. Now Jones a three from the corner, right side, good. Jordan Jones a three, 15-7, Marshall by eight. 2:59 to go here in the opening quarter of play. From McNary Jim, long jumper, right side off the mark, no good. Burdick with the rebound for Marshall, puts it back up underneath and he's hacked and fouled. And will go to the line for Lion free throws. Jesse Burdick, as we mentioned, 6'7", tallest player on the floor. Also out there now for Marshall is Kyle Sanders. Free throw up and in by Burdick, and it's 16-7, a 9-point Marshall lead. So head coach John Weber using a lot of people off the bench. Second free throw is no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 2:50 to go here in the opening quarter. 16-7. Marshall, the Lions. Odell across the timeline on the dribble. Left side to Winkles on the wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Cut off there. Now loses the ball. And it's brought down by Marshall. Left side pass. Here's a drive down the lane. They feed it underneath to Sanders. And he's called for a travel. Turnover on the Lions. Now a big number 21 in the game, Lance Rees. He's a 6'5 sophomore, number 21.
Man, they bring 6'5 guys off the bench.
Amazing. 2:28 to go, opening quarter, 16-9. Marshall, Winningham on the left baseline, cut off there. Beats it to Odell. Now Winningham, jumper left side from about 17, no good. Rebound is controlled by Tingley. Tingley across the timeline, free throw line jumper, off no good, rebounded out of there by Sanders, and he feeds it out front to Tingley, now top of the key, Wood a long jumper, off the mark, no good, long rebound to Odell, quickly up floor, here's Nelms on the left wing, RJ waits for the traffic to clear, now dribbles right side to Jones on the wing, right corner to Odell, back out top of the key to Winningham, 1:45 to go. First quarter, 16-7 Marshall. Here's Jones, deep on the left wing. Top of the key to Odell. Odell backs it out against the defense of Cowan. Now here's Winningham, left side to Odell. Three-pointer by Connor. Got it! Connor Odell, a three ball. And the Indians trail by six, 16-10. A minute 22 to go here in the opening quarter of play. On the right wing dribble is Isaac Wood, and there is a foul, offensive foul, charged on Marshall trying to set a screen. Illegal screen, and the Indians have the ball with a chance to cut into the six-point lead.
Boy, Marshall led by 11 at 1 point, Steve. The Indians get it down to three with a three-pointer here. pretty good way to come back here early in the game.
Odell looks to the sideline. Randy Bishop drives down the lane. Feeds it to Winkles on the left baseline. Now back out to Nelms. Now to Winningham. Left side to Odell. Feeds it to Winkles. He lets it go from about 18. Off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Wallace. Now a jumper right side up and in. Off the dribble. Nicely done by Isaac Wood. 18-10. Marshall. 45 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Odell off to Winningham between the circles. Left side on the wing to Winkles. Now top of the key to Winningham. 36 seconds to go. Winningham looking for somebody to get it to. And finds Nelms on the left baseline. Shot up, no good. He's hacked and fouled. And will go to the line for free throws.
So RJ with a basket earlier this quarter. Now he's going to the line trying to get this point total up to four.
RJ Nelms averaging about 6 points a game, a 53% free throw shooter on the season. His free throw is up and no good. Put the Anderson curse on him, didn't I?
Whoa, mentioned his stats. Steve, you don't have to do that.
Another free throw by RJ. This one's no good and rebounded by the Lions, by Reeves. Lions can hold for a final shot. Looks like they're going to, leading 18-10. 20 seconds to go. Quickly across the timeline is Wood. Wood now to Wallace. Wallace double-teamed on the left baseline. Feeds it in the middle now to Sanders. Right side jumper off the mark. Three-pointer from the corner. And Winkles fouled. Town. And he'll go to the line for three free throws. It was not a good foul by Jarrett Winkles. 7.4 seconds to go.
First foul, four on the Indians.
Free throw on its way, and good. Ethan Cowan, K-E-O-W-N. He's a 5'10", 140-pound junior. Another free throw is no good. That was number two. He'll have another one here. He hit the first one, missed that one. And he'll try again. Ethan Cowan. Marking free throw went in, two out of three. Winkles inbounds to Jones, 6 seconds to go. Jones across the timeline, top of the key, jumper, partially blocked. Rebounded by Marshall. Long down court heave is nowhere near the mark as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter play here at McNary Gym in Marshall, it's the Marshall Lions 20, Lawrenceville Indians 10. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indians and the Marshall Lions. Marshall leading 20-10 after one quarter. Indians with the ball to begin the second quarter of play. Skylar Toole into the game for the Indians. Here is Odell, top of the key, long three by Connor, off the mark, no good. Long rebound, saved inbounds, but saved to Marshall. Here's Wallace one-on-one against Winningham, lays it up and scores. Jaden Wallace with the basket. Marshall leads by 12, 22-10. Just underway here in the second quarter. Toole, left corner shot, no good, a three ball. And he was fouled and will go to the line for free throws. It's remarkable that Skylar Toole is playing tonight, considering that last Wednesday he severely sprained his ankle. In fact, that was Tony, tore ligaments. But he's playing tonight remarkably. So maybe it wasn't as bad as we first thought. But it's good to see him in there. He's a key cog for the Indians, and his free throw is up and in. He's got three free throws coming up after being fouled beyond the arc.
That foul was on Wallace, so that's a good sign. That's his second foul. He might have to go to the bench, and he is, as we said, Marshall's top scorer.
Another free throw up and in by Toole. Skyler Toole.
Okay, did he not make the first free throw?
He made the first one.
Well, he made the second one. We had 10 points. Now he's just got 11. I'm wondering if they didn't wipe that first one out or something.
Free throw on its way. This one's no good. And rebound controlled by the Lions, by Jaden Wallace. He brings it across the timeline. Right side on the wing is McManus. McManus cross-court kick pass left side on the wing to Wood. Now they feed it in the right corner to McManus again. Indians in a zone, 2-3 zone. They work it in to the big guy down low. Harper shot up, no good. Ball off of Burdekin out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 7:01 to go here in the second quarter, 22-12, a 10-point Marshall lead.
Okay, now they've put the other point up on the scoreboard. So Toole did hit two of those three.
Across the timeline, Odell on the dribble, spins to the middle of the lane. He's called for carrying the ball.
Third turnover in the Indians tonight. Marshall had four in that first quarter.
6:51 to go here in the second quarter of play. Marshall 22, Lawrenceville 12. Battle these two old rivals. Seen some great games in this place between good Indian teams and good Marshall teams.
Yeah, Marshall did have some great teams too.
Here's Wallace down the lane. Left side to Burdick. Lets it go, long three-pointer go, and he got it. A three ball. And we have a foul, I think, after the ball went through. Count the hoop, and a foul against the Lions. So count the three-pointer by Burdick, but a foul against the Lions. And the Indians have the ball, trailing 25-12. And again, the revolving door at the scorer's bench for Marshall continues. Here comes Tingley back in after a break. And Marshall with some trapping pressure. Zone trapping pressure with Burdick, the big guy out front. That's hard to deal with. Indians get it to Jones. Three-pointer left side. No good. Rebounded by Nels, but he can't hang on. Long out pass to Burdick. Burdick saves it into Wallace. Wallace right side underneath to Harper. Turns with a left hand. Scores. Man, Ethan Harper, he's been a scoring machine here in this first half.
9 points.
27-12. Toole breaks through a double team. Now to Winningham. Try to feed it through, and it's intercepted by the Indians. Now up throw to Burdick. Burdick against Winningham. Shoots over him and scores. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 30-second break. Marshall 29, Lawrenceville 12. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Indian basketball brought your way here on Light 103 WAKO by Citizens National Bank's Lawrenceville Banking Center. No better banking by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They have you medically covered from head to toe. 29-12 off the timeout. Indians with 6 minutes to go, second quarter, trailing 29-12. They break pressure. Here's R.J. Nelms deep in the left corner. Nelms back out top of the key to Odell. Marshall in a 3-2 zone. With Burdick out on top. And again at 6'7", hard to shoot over and get things around. Now to Winningham. His free throw line jumper is off the mark. No good. Long rebound brought down by Wood. Wood down the lane. Feeds it to Burdick right side. Goes to the baseline and is called for a walk. Big Jesse Burdick was undecided as to whether to let it go off the dribble or to stop and shoot. And he traveled.
Yeah, five turnovers on Marshall, only four on the Indians, but that's the only statistical category where we're holding our own.
Toole across the timeline, now to R.J. Nelms, left side to Odell, in the middle now to Nelms. Nelms working one-on-one against Harper, now to Toole, three-pointer from the right corner, off the mark, no good, and the loose ball rebound dropped down by Wood. Marshall wanting to run, Wood across the timeline, down the lane, feeds it on the right baseline, shot up by Tingley, up and in. Tingley with a basket. And it's 31-12. Ball kicked by a Lion, I should say. It'll be Indian basketball. As Cale Powell checks into the game, replacing Skylar Toole for the Indians.
9-0 run right now for Marshall. Stretch that lead from 22-12 to 31-12.
Now a turnover on Winningham. Indians killing themselves with turnovers. Trailing 31-12. 19-point lead. In it comes to Wallace. Wallace on the dribble, left side. Feeds it top of the key now to Wood. Wood backs it out against the defense of Nelms. Indians gone man-to-man after playing some zone. Here's left side pass to Wallace on the wing. Top of the key dribble. Now right side down the lane. Forces it up. No good. Burdick with the rebound. Trying to put it back up there. Has it blocked away by Winningham. And he comes away with a loose ball. Good work by Blaine underneath against the taller Burdick. 4:25 to go. Jones, a free throw line jumper. Well off the mark. Rebounded by Harper. Now off to Tingley. Tingley down the lane. Floater from about 10. No good. Rebounded by Odell. Connor quickly up floor to Nelms on the right wing. Dribble. Now waits for his teammates. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Jones, left side to Powell. Left corner to Odell, I should say. Odell, top of the key. Leaving it for Powell. Powell backing it out at the top of the key between the circles. He's guarded by Big Burdick out there. Now looks for a screen left side to Odell on the wing. Left the baseline to Winningham. Blaine looks to the middle, but nothing happening there, so he leaves it off for Odell on the wing. Back to Winningham, but he loses the handle. And here he is, Tingley, laying it up and in, and he's fouled from behind by Blaine Winningham. Not a good foul by Blaine. Should have just let him score and save the foul. But as it is, he fouled him and a chance at a three-point play. Here come three more players in off the bench for John Weber of Marshall.
Yeah, they'd all been in the game before, but boy, it's great to be able to mass substitute like that.
At the line, Daniel Tingley. Free throw on its way, no good. Rebound is brought down by Nelms on the loose ball. Indians quickly up floor. Powell on the right baseline to the hole. Flows it up there and scores from about 8 feet. Cale Powell had a solid game in the JV contest. 33-14. Marshall. Wallace down the lane, cut off, free throw line. Now a jumper from that point is up and in. Up and in by Sanders. Kyle Sanders with the hoop, 35-14. Marshall. Jones in the right corner, cross court to Powell. Three-pointer on the way by Cale is good. He can do that. He can shoot from out. He gets hot. He'll shoot the Indians right back in this game. 35-17, Marshall. Here is Sanders in the lane, up and in again. Kyle Sanders, 6'3", 210-pounder, having his way in the lane. Winningham couldn't stop him. And now Marshall with some trapping pressure. Powell looking to get it across the timeline. Does to Nelms. Now a baseline. Winningham, left side. Shoots, no good. Rebound brought down by Wallace of Marshall. Jaden Wallace across the timeline. Now right side to Tingley. Tingley guarded by Nelms, goes to the right baseline, cut off there, feeds it back out to Reese, down underneath, shot up and in by Sanders.
Three times down the floor in a row, Sanders has put it in the hole. It's 39-17.
2:11 to go here in the second quarter. Indians falling farther and farther behind here. Here's Jones in the lane, lays it up with the left hand and scores. Jordan Jones, a much-needed Indian hoop. They're going to need more of those. Hoops and stops. Get back in this game. Minute 56 to go, second quarter. Shot up in the lane, no good by Tingley. Rebounded up and no good again by that man, Sanders, but rebounded. Now the Indians throw it away at the other end.
Okay, that's the seventh turnover tonight on Lawrenceville. Here comes Damon Parkman checking in, number zero.
Parkman in for Jordan Jones. Indians with a lineup of Winningham, Powell, Parkman, Odell, and Nelms out there. With 1:41 to go here in the second quarter, all Marshall here in this early going. Here's Tingley on the wing to Sanders. They feed it underneath to Reese. His shot is up and in. Lance Reese, 6'5 sophomore, big body inside, 41-19, Indians taking it on the chin here. Powell from the left corner, shot no good. Rebounded by Reese. Now to Tingley, Dong down court heave to the count. Now left side, three-pointer on the way by McManus is good, but he was called for a walk. That's the only thing that saved the Indians there from a three-point basket. So Parkman will inbound with 1:09 to go here in the second quarter. 41-19, Marshall. Winningham across the timeline. Tried to feed it underneath to Parkman. He saves it in, but saves it to Marshall. Another Indian turnover. Careless basketball by the Indians at this juncture. Here's Tingley down the lane. Cut off. Feeds it underneath to Sanders. Shoots off glass. No good from about 8. And Reese and Parkman with the held ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Lions. So we stay at the Lions offensive end. Marshall going from my left to my right here as we view it from the top of McNary Gym. 45 seconds to go, second quarter, 41-19. Marshall, Tingley down the lane, left side, cut off. Now back out front to Reese. Off to Cowan, guarded by Powell. Defeated underneath to Reese, who goes through the hole, lays it up and in, a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. And once again, they get it inside to Big Reese, Lance Reese, at 6'5", and he sealed off his defender, smaller guy, and laid it in. 43-19, Marshall. Second free throw up and in, a three-point play for Reese. 44-19, 31 seconds to go. Across the timeline, Powell. And he's bumped and fouled by Cowan of Marshall. 27 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 44-19.
Still no bonus, so the Indians will have the ball out of bounds underneath their own bucket.
27.1 seconds into Parkman. Back out to Odell on the right wing. Now underneath to Winningham. Lays it up and in. Nice pass there from Odell to Winningham. 44-21, Marshall. 16 seconds to go. Across the timeline, McManus guarded by Odell. Feeds it now at the high post to Sanders. Underneath to Reese, who lays it up. Left it short. Rebounded by the Lions out front. Now three-pointer left side by McManus. Is off the mark and out of bounds. Over the backboard. It'll be Indian ball. They'll have to go the length of the floor with 1.4 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. Winningham looking for somebody to get help to. Down to Parkman. Long down court heave is off the mark as the first half comes to an end. All Marshall here on this Tuesday night. At the end of one half of play here on the People's Stank Bank scoreboard. It's the Marshall Lions 44, Lawrenceville Indians 21. We're back with the halftime report coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It.
Support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop. Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth, and my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Mr. Friendly states, do it best. We've got the deals on a huge selection of products, like our finest paint, best look paint and primer in one, an ultra-premium interior paint that offers excellent performance in hide, stain resistance, and scrubability. Easy application and cleanup. This product can be applied directly to previously painted surfaces and or uncoated drywall without a primer, making your project quick and hassle-free. Choose best look paint and primer in one at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Get it at Leggett.
Lawrenceville Indian basketball from Marshall here on Light 103 is brought your way by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport. Your locally owned and operated pharmacy by the Lawrence County Health Department. Complete wellness, body, mind, and community by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. And also by Larry Bob's Pizza of Lawrenceville. They're famous for delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game? Who do you call?
943-2612. That's Bob's Pizza.
Okay. All right, time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Speaking of Larry Bob's Pizza, Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report. Indians trailing here, 44-21. Marshall got off to a quick start, and they have not let up, and they lead big here at halftime. Here's Bill with some of the first half numbers.
Well, Steve, Marshall did jump off to that 7-0 lead and eventually stretched to 15-4. The Indians had a brief spurt there, eventually cut the lead to 16-10 on that three-pointer by Odell with about a minute and a half left to go in the first quarter, but Marshall scored the final 4 points of that first quarter, led 20-10 at the stop, and then went on an 11-0 run in the second quarter to really take control of the game, stretched the lead from 22-12 to 33-12, continued to pull away. Marshall leads it at halftime here, 44-21. Scoring for the Indians, Jordan Jones and Cale Powell, who came off the bench, both have 5 points. Winningham has 4 points. Odell hit that three-pointer. 2 points for R.J. Nelms and Skylar Toole. Damon Parkman played in the first half, but did not score. Harper got off to that big start for the Lions. He scored 7 points in the first quarter. Has 9 here at halftime to lead Marshall. Jesse Burdick, the big center, has 8 points. 6 points for Kyle Sanders. He scored 3 straight baskets all there in the second quarter on 3 straight trips down the floor. Cown, Reese, Wallace all have 5 points. 2 points for Isaac Wood. I'm sorry, and I left out Tingley. He has 4 points. And McManus started and did not score. So the Lions have used 9 players tonight. 8 of them have scored. They lead at halftime here, 44-21.
We're back with more after we hear from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at halftime at McNary Gym in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bolt's Pizza halftime report. Lawrenceville Indians with a lot of work to do in the second half to get back in this one. They trail 44-21. In case you're just joining us, the Indian JV won 60-48. Logan Williams with 13 points, Skyler Tuohy with 12, Cale Powell and Damon Parkman each with 10. Indians winning 60-48. But their varsity brethren are going to have to come from behind to want to pick up a win here as they trail 44-21, trailed by 10 after one quarter, and by 23 here at halftime, 44-21. Indians here in Marshall tonight at home on Friday against the Newton Eagles. That has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza Halftime Report. We're back with the second half action in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraw Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraw Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO brought your way by Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. People you know, helping people you love. By Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in a time of need. And Ambrawl Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrawl FCU. Indians with the ball to begin the third quarter play, trailing big by 23, 44-21. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. See if the Indians can come back here. Tough place to do it at McNary Gym. Here's Jordan Jones on the dribble. Now to Nelms. Nelms on the right side between the circles. Left side on the wing to Jones. Left baseline to Winkles. Long jumper, no good. Nelms rebound, puts it up, no good. Tapped up by Jones, no good. Out of bounds, last touched by the Lions. It'll be Indian basketball. Well, Indians missing some close-in shots too, Bill. I mean, you got to make layups.
I bet they missed between 5 and 10 bunnies in that first half.
Here's Odell out front. Now to Jones, top of the key. Jones on the dribble, right side to Odell against the Marshall zone. Back out to Jones, top of the key to Odell on the wing. Feeds it now to Jones, top of the key. Dribbles left side on the wing. Now lets the jumper go. Got it. Three ball by Jordan Jones. Going to need more of those. Hoops and stops. 7-11 to go, third quarter. 44-24, a 20-point Marshall lead. Here's the big guy in the middle. That is Burdick. Lets it up with the left hand. No good. Rebounded by Odell of the Indians. Across the timeline, Connor. Now to Jones in the corner. Another three. This one no good. And the ball out of bounds. And over the back comes Burdick. Went over the top of Winkles. It'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end. 6:48 to go here in the third quarter. Just underway. 44-24. Lions on top. Jones into Winningham. Lane deep on the left wing. Looks for a guard to get it to. Odell comes to help him out. Now dribbles between the circles. Now right side of the lane. Down the lane. In the corner to Winkles. Right side. Back out right wing to Nelms. Nelms down the lane. RJ to the hole. Feeds it to Winningham. Left side jumper is no good from about 10. Rebound fought for and brought out of there by Wood. Marshall. Wood down the lane. Off now to Harper. His shot up and in.
Picking up where he left off. He's got 11 now.
They've had no answer for Ethan Harper, the 6'2", 250-pound junior inside. Now here's Winningham on the left baseline trying to go up over Harper. Does. And Harper gets him on the arm. So Blaine will head to the line for Indian free throw.
First foul on Harper, and it'll be the first time tonight that Winningham's been at the line.
Blaine Winningham averaging about 10 points a game. 67% free throw shooter on the year for the Tribe. Free throw by Blaine on its way and good. 46-25. Scoreboard guy's a little slow down there, Bill.
Yeah, when you're counting on him, it's tough.
46-25. And Winningham misses that second one, rebounded by Wallace. Jaden Wallace quickly up floor, pass right through the hands of McManus and out of bounds. Whoop, they say it was touched by an Indian, so it will be Marshall basketball. Isaac Wood will inbound at side court right in front of the Marshall bench and head coach John Weber. Tim Pearson stepping down as head coach of the Lions. John Weber taking over. Burdick in the lane, shot up no good, tipped up by Wallace. No good. And the rebound brought down by Jones. Jones, right side dribble on the wing. Three-pointer on the way. Got it.
Third three Jones. Yeah, third three of the night.
46-28. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Top of the key, Burdick feeding underneath to Harper. His shot off glass. No good. Tipped up. No good. Underneath by McManus. And Winningham with a loose ball rebound for the Indians. Across the timeline they come. Jones, top of the key, another three off the front iron this time and rebounded by Tingley. Across the timeline, Tingley, top of the key, leaves it off for Wood. Back out front to Wallace. Wallace guarded by Powell for the Indians. Now right side to Tingley. They feed it underneath to Harper, knocked away and recovered by the Indians. Turnover on the Lions. Jones across the timeline. Powell right side, long three. No good off the mark. Nobody there but Wood for Marshall. He loses the handle, and Harper picks it up now to Wood. Jumper, good, no good by Wallace from the right side, but tipped back up and in by the Lions, and a timeout wanted. With 4:41 to go here in the third quarter, going to be a 30-second break. Emerald Federal Credit Union timeout for 41 to go, third quarter, 48-28. Marshall, this is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington. Come find out why a Dobson deal is indeed a better deal. By Best Way Express, if you have a Class A CDL, phone 833-BEST-WAY-2. today. Indians off the timeout with the ball. Nelms between the circles to Powell. 48-28, a 20-point lead for the Lions. Nelms on the dribble, top of the key, down the lane. Cut off, top of the key to Odell. Left side of the lane, floater in the lane, up and in from about 8 feet. Connor Odell off the dribble.
Five for Connor tonight.
Here's Jaden Wallace at the other end. His shot off balance, no good. Gets his own rebound, throws it up there with the right hand. No good. Jones sweeps the rebounds for the Indians. Now to off to Odell. Right side, dribbles to the middle, puts it up from eight. No good. Rebound tapped around, and Wallace has it. Jaden Wallace, pace quickens here. Now to Burdick on the right wing. The big guy lets the traffic clear. Now dribbles to the middle, left side on the wing. To McManus. Skyler McManus between the circles. Guarded by Odell and the man-to-man. Now Connor takes it away. Stolen away. One-on-one against McManus. Odell to the hole. Lays it up, no good. And he was fouled and will head to the line for Indian free throws. 3:33, I should say, to go. Third quarter, 48-30. Marshall on top here. Connor Odell with a chance to cut into that lead. His free throw is on its way and good. Connor Odell averaging about 6 points a game. It's been on the rise lately, though. He is roughly a 48% free throw shooter. Better than that. Got to be better than that as a guard. Got them both there. 48-32.
2 for 2 tonight.
16-point lead for the Lions. 3:25 to go, third quarter. Here's Harper back out front between the circles to Tingley. Tingley guarded by Odell and the Indian man-to-man. Now right side to Wood, and he throws it away. Turnover on... Nope, now they say the ball was tipped by the Indians. Randy Bishop cannot believe it.
Yeah, he's finding that a little bit hard to believe, isn't he? I think he's offering that referee his glasses.
And he called it from the other side of the floor, too, Randy. Not happy about that. Marshall inbounding underneath their own hoop. They do left side to Wallace. Now in the corner to Wood. Shot up and in by Wood, I think.
It was Wood.
Okay. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 50-32. Here's a long bomb, a three-pointer, right side by Cale Powell. Powell with a three ball.
Eight tonight for Cale.
The Indians trail by 15, 50-35. Here's Harper, left side, call for a charge. Ran over Winningham. Lane taking the charge down low on the big Harper. 6'2", 250-pounder, ran over him. Indians with a little momentum here.
Got to be kind of brave to stand in there against a big bull like that and stand right in front of him and take the charge. Great job by Blaine Winningham there.
Here's Jones leaving it off for Nelms. Nelms beating it to Winningham on the left baseline. Cut off. Shoots over top of Harper. No good. Rebounded by Powell. Up, no good. And a foul charge against Marshall. Cale Powell doing some good board work down low for the Indians. Cale Powell for the Tribe. 6 foot junior, number 23 on his back. Free throw on its way and good. 50-36, 14-point lead. Reese into the game along with Cown for the Marshall Lions as they continue to rotate personnel. Powell's free throw up and in.
So that lead was 23 points at halftime. It's now 13, the end of the shave. 10 points off that lead in about 5.5 minutes.
50-37. Here's Wallace, right side on the dribble in the corner. Loses the handle. Out of bounds. Indian ball. Marshall starting to turn it over with more regularity here. And head coach John Weber wants a timeout. 30-second break on the Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Marshall 50, Lawrenceville 37. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at McNary Gym in Marshall. Indians have cut the lead to 13, 50-37, 2:19 to go here in the third quarter. Be nice to get that down underneath 10 heading into the fourth. Let's see if they can do it here. Big trip down. Odell on the dribble. Ball hawked out there by Cowan. Now to Powell. Powell on the right wing dribble. Beats underneath to Winningham. Turns, shoots. No good, but he was hacked and fouled. And will go to the line for free throws. Look at that Indian bench down there. They're all fired up as the Indians are trying to make a comeback in a place where it's tough to do that. Lane Winningham at the line, number 33 on his back. His free throw is on its way up and in. 50-38, 12-point lead. They give this Indian ball club credit. Coming out here in the third quarter and taking it right at the host Lions. He missed that free throw, and the rebound brought down by Tingley. He'll bring it across the timeline. Feeds the top of the key to Wallace. Wallace guarded by Powell. Down underneath, shot up by Wood, up and in. It was Sanders, I stand corrected. Not Wood, but Sanders, the 6'3", 210-pound senior. 52-34, that was a big hoop for Marshall. Now Jones travels on the left wing, and it'll be Marshall basketball. It's an Indian turnover there. 52-38 Marshall. Minute 39 to go here in the third quarter. Tingley guarded by Nelms. Now right side to Wallace. They feed it underneath. Winningham knocks it away. Good defense from behind on the bigger guy by Blaine. Now to Odell, right side. Leaves it for Nelms on the wing. Looking down low. Top of the key to Powell. Left side to Jones on the wing. Wing top of the key now to Odell. Call for a travel.
11 turnovers on the Indians. That's just after Marshall turned it over for the ninth time. Again, had a chance to get that down to 12 points with just over a minute here in the third quarter.
And it comes to Reese now across the timeline. He is Sanders between the circles now to Tingley. His drive down the lane is no good, but a foul charged on the Indians. I think R.J. Nelms got him on the way down the lane. Yep. Skylar Toole getting set to check in for the Indians.
That's the first foul on the Indians here in the second half, but it's R.J. Nelms' third.
He'll be coming out here momentarily in favor of Skylar Toole. 52-38, Marshall, minute 3 to go here in the third quarter, and the free throw is up and in by Daniel Tingley. Nelms is out, Toole in. Minute 3 to go here in the third quarter of play. Free throw on its way. Good by Daniel Tingley. 5'11", 145-pound sophomore. 54-38, a minute to go. Third quarter. Odell leaves it off for Powell. Powell dribbles top of the key against the bigger Lance Reese. Now leaves it off for Jones. Jones ball hawked out there by Wallace. Down the corner to Tuo right side, underneath to Winningham on the right baseline. Underneath wide open is Odell, shoots and scores. Nice play by Blaine Winningham. He was double-teamed. Somebody had to be open. That was Odell cutting to the basket. 54-40, 14-point Marshall lead, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Top of the key, Reese. Left side to Tingley. Now down low, shot up and in by Sanders. Sanders is been rough inside too on the Indians here tonight.
10 points for Sanders tonight.
56-40, a 16-point lead. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Powell between the circle dribble. Now down the lane, heads to the hole, lays it up with the right hand. He scores! Cale Powell, 56-42. And time runs out, and the Lions don't get off a shot as the third quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, after three quarters of play, it's Marshall 56, Lawrenceville 42. Back with the final period in a minute. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at McNary Gym in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball. Indians trail 56-42. Fourth quarter underway. Tingley on the left baseline. Now in the middle. Here's a shot up and in off glass by Ethan Harper. Harper with the now Marshall with a steal. Burdick got a hand on it. Now in the corner, three-pointer on the way. Is off the mark, no good by Cown. Rebounded by Burdick. Shot blocked underneath. And we have a foul charged against the Indians. I think it might be on Winningham. We'll wait and see. It is, well, it's on Odell. So to the line will go big Jesse Burdick, the 6'7", 195-pound junior.
It was on Winningham, Steven. That's his third.
Free throw up and in by Burdick. They'll afford to lose him, really anybody, with the Indians' injury situation. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Powell. Powell has the ball stripped away from behind, but knocked out of bounds by Harper. It'll be Indian basketball, side court. 7:25 to go in the game. Marshall with some zone trapping pressure. Indians throw over top of it to Odell. Now to Toole underneath the Winningham. Shot in the lane, up and in. Well handled by the Indians. They threw over top of that zone trap and got a basket out of it. 59-44.
That's eight tonight for Blaine.
Here's a drive down the lane and no good. Taken by Wood. The Indians with a loose ball. Odell quickly across the timeline on the left side dribble. Now right side to Powell on the wing. Powell looks to the middle, now backs it out. The Indians will go into an offensive set. Trailing 59-44 by 15 points. 6:48 to go in the game. Odell back out to Jones. Jones top of the key. Now to Toole. Toole down the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. Left it short. And the rebound brought down by Burdick. Off to Wood. Down to Burdick on the right wing. Burdick goes to the hole. Lays it up. Up and in. Took a Euro step. And who's that down now? Jordan Jones? Oh, no. Not another Indian player. Down with another ankle injury. Boy, the Indians have really been beset by ankle injuries this season.
Oh, and Jordan Jones is just so frustrated over there banging the floor. I think he thinks he's probably hurt fairly bad, and I know he's in pain right now. Cassie over there looking at him.
While we have a moment here, we'll remind you that Indian basketball is brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Their local medical professionals caring for local people, and by Sweet Teas and Sippet on James Street in Lawrenceville. Jordan Jones being helped off the floor, favoring the left ankle. Another ankle injury for the Indians. This time to Jordan Jones. He heads to the sidelines, looked over, and it'll be Indian basketball. 6:26 to go in the game. Indians trailing 61-44. Into Powell. Throws it to Odell across the timeline. Goes to the basket. Shot over Big Harper. No good. Rebounded by Wallace of Marshall. Jaden Wallace across the timeline. They feed it down underneath, but it's intercepted by Winningham. Turnover on the Lions. Now Odell, right side on the dribble across the timeline. Feeds it to Toole. Toole taking the baseline. Cut off. Right side, back out to Winningham on the right wing. Leaves it for Toole. 5:58 to go in the game. 61-44, Toole in the lane. Off to Winningham, right side, fakes. Gets Harper off his feet. Has the ball blocked away underneath, but a foul charge on the Lions. And Blaine Winningham at the line for Indian free throws. The Indians going to have any chance of coming back in this game. They're going to have to take advantage of scoring when the clock is stopped, such as free throws. See what Blaine can do here. Free throw on its way and no good off the front iron. 61-44. Blaine Whittingham with another free throw coming up here. 61-44, Marshall. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Wallace of Marshall. So an empty trip for the Indians there. Wallace across the timeline. Now to the corner, three-pointer on the way. A high arcer is no good by the Lions. And a foul charged on Marshall. It'll be Indian basketball. That three-pointer from the corner was by Tingley off the mark, and a foul over the back on the Lions, and we go to the other end for Indian free throws.
Yeah, that's the eighth foul on Marshall. So who's going to be stepping up there? R.J. Nelms?
Yep. Got to hit these. Going to have any chance again of coming back.
One in the bonus.
5:36 to go in this game, 61-44. A 17-point Marshall lead. Nelms free throw is on its way. No good off the back iron and rebounded by Braden Francis, who's in the game. First time we've seen him this evening. Here's Tingley to Harper. Now left side to Tingley. Right side. Here is Wood. His drive on the right baseline is no good. The shot is no good on the drive to the right baseline. A foul charge against Skyler Toole.
First tonight on Toole.
Isaac Wood, the 6'2", 180-pound senior, heads to the line for Marshall. Logan Williams getting set to check into the game for the Indians. Free throw by Wood is up and in. Wood will have another, and Williams comes in for Nelms. 62-44, Indians trail by 18. 5:18 to go in the game. Free throw on its way, good again. Isaac Wood, 63-44. Trapping pressure, Indians throw over top of it. Toole, left side to Powell, three-pointer on the way, got it! Cale Powell from the left side, a three ball. 63-47. 5 minutes to go in the game. Ball knocked away but recovered by the Lions. They get it underneath to Wallace, who lays it up and in. Fortuitous bounce there for Marshall. Wood to Wallace. Now a steal by the Lions. Underneath they go to Francis. And a foul charged. Violation, I guess, on Marshall. Eli Ivers getting set to check into the game. Will for Connor O'Dell. 4:47 to go. 65-47. Marshall. Powell will bring it across the timeline. On the dribble. Deep on the wing. Guarded out there by Wood. Now left side to Ivers. Ivers on the dribble, top of the key. Right side to Powell. They feed it right to Whittingham. Ball knocked away, however, by the good defense of Harper. Now out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. With 4:27 to go in the game. Marshall ball and a big lead, 65-47. Tingley across the timeline. Francis, right wing. Now Harper in the right corner.
Double foul. And Tom Stroll, the referee, called a double foul. You don't see that very often. Tom's a veteran referee, the veteran of this group for sure.
Double foul. Powell and Wallace going at it down there. Those who are the two contestants. And it'll be Marshall Ball underneath their own hoop. 4:19 to go in the game. Marshall inbounds in the corner to Wood. Wood leaves it for Francis. Now back to Wood, top of the key, guarded by Williams. Wood feeds it cross-court now to Tingley. Tingley down the lane, up and no good from eight. Gets his own rebound. Ball away, knocked away, and blocked away by Whittingham. Blaine with a block. Off to Powell. Quickly across the timeline. 3:55 to go in the game. 65-47 Marshall. Here's Toole on the white wing. Has it stripped away by Francis. Francis ahead of the field. Will lay it up and in. Braden Francis with the basket. And now we have a foul, I think, a warning. Yeah, a warning on Jaden Wallace for interfering with the basketball. Went through the hoop and he knocked it away from the Indians. He got his first warning. With 3:45 to go in the game. 67-47, back to a 20-point lead. Eli Ivers on the right wing dribble. Leaves it off now for Williams on the wing. He loses the handle out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians. 3:36 to go in the game. 67-47. Marshall. Blaine Winningham out of the game. Placed in there by Winkles. Only one starter out there. Jarrett Winkles for the Indians at this juncture. 3:30 to go in the game. Wallace on the dribble. Free throw line jumper is good. Jaden Wallace, the 6'1", 170-pound junior with a hoop. 69-47. Now Wallace with a steal, but he stepped on the sidelines near half court. It'll be Indian basketball. Now some substitutes coming in for Marshall. For head coach John Weber with the game seemingly in hand. And multiple substitutions. We'll pick them up as they go along here. Number 13, McManus, into the game. We've seen him before. All these guys have been in for Sanders. And also in there is Reese. 3:15 to go in the game. Eli Ivers across the timeline on the dribble. Left side to Williams. Williams down the lane. Throws it up. Call for a travel. Nope. He was bumped and fouled prior to that. Fans groan over across the way. They thought that was a travel. But a foul on the Lions. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Nope. Free throw time coming up.
Absolutely. That's the ninth foul on Marshall. Third foul on Burdick.
Logan Williams at the line for the Indians.
Knock these down, kid.
6 foot junior, number 30 on his back. Damon Parkman getting set also to check into the game. Free throw up and in by Logan Williams. 69-48, Marshall. Now Parkman is in, replacing Toole for head coach Randy Bishop. Free throw on its way. Good again by Williams. 69-49, a 20-point Marshall lead. 3 minutes to go in the game. Here is Wallace on the deep left wing, top of the key. That's a long three-pointer go. It's off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Brought down. Here's Wallace again. Fall away from the left side. No good from 15. Ivers the rebound for the Indians. Eli off to Powell. Right side three-pointer. Got it again. Cale Powell with a three ball.
Six points this quarter. 14 in the game.
69-52. Marshall. Wallace down the lane. Bumped and fouled by Parkman. Reaching in there. Trying to knock it away. And it will be Lion basketball. Their offensive end. Wallace checks out, replaced in there by number 2, Luke Cook. And also back into the game is Ethan Cowan for Marshall. 2:33 to go in the game. And it comes to Reese. Back out top of the key to Francis in the left corner. Now back out front. The Lions will reload. With Luke Cook out there. Now down the lane, a ball kicked away, knocked away, I should say. A foul charged on the Indians. Hole charged on the Tribe. It was Parkman, I think. Nope, not stand corrected. That was Williams with the foul. Now here's Powell out of the game, replaced by Ethan Kelly. Kelly, a 6'2 sophomore, number 24 in the lineup. And Marshall steals the ball off the inbounds. And the Lions get it back out to Cook. Three-pointer on the way. No good from the right side. Now back out to Cook again with 2 minutes to go. 69-52, all that really remains to be determined now, the final score. Ball tipped away by Williams. And Ivers comes away with it across the timeline. on the right side dribble. Loses the handle in the corner. Now tries to feed it out front, but it's intercepted by Cown. And we have a foul charged against the Indians.
Marshall finally going to be in the bonus here with a minute 43 to play.
69-52 and a chance to add to their lead as they try for win number 13 on the year.
Cowan going to shoot the one in bonus.
69-52. Free throw on its way and no good. And the rebound brought out of there by Lance Reese of Marshall, and the Lions will eat some more clock. A minute 35 to go. Head coach John Weber says, let's spread it out and work the clock. Minute 30 to go in the game. The high post. They go to Sanders. Has it stolen away by Williams. Williams on the right wing. Back out to Winkles. Down the lane he comes. And call for a travel. Traveling violation on the Indians with a minute 20 to go in the game. Luke Cook, sophomore, 6'1", 175-pounder. Guarded by Ethan Kelly between the circles. Minute 10 to go in the game. To the high post. To Braden Francis. Francis guarded by Ivers. Now to Cook between the circles. A minute to go. 69-52 Marshall. Here is Reese at the high post. Down low. The ball knocked away and stolen away by Williams. Sanders had it knocked away. Logan Williams left side threw it up there too hard and missed the shot on a good drive on the left side of the basket. Rebounded by Francis. 41 seconds to go. 69-52. Marshall out front. Dribbling the time away here. 30 seconds to go. Here's Cown. Now to Reese. Reese picked up by Ivers. Luke Cook on the deep left wing. Now another player has hit the deck here. It was Kyle Sanders that hit the deck there. Thought he had an ankle injury. Man.
He took a shot below the belt there.
Oops. Oops.
He's okay.
He seems to be. And now he wants to get to that bench quickly. Going to be a full timeout. Minute break on the Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard reads 69 for Marshall, 52 for Lawrenceville. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Indians turn it over. I should say Marshall turns it over. Indians with the ball. 10 seconds to go in the game. Winkles in the left corner. Feeds it underneath now to Kelly out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions with 6 seconds to go. Indians will inbound. 6.1 seconds to go. Parkman into Kelly on the dribble. Now back out front to Ivers. Free throw line jumper by Eli is off the mark. No good. And the game comes to an end. And the Marshall Lions have defeated the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 69-52. So the Indians, with the loss, now at 7-9 on the season. And they're 1-2 in conference play. Marshall improves to 13-5. And they are 3-1 in conference play. Again, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard Marshall Lions 69, Lawrenceville Indians 52. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on your future. With the latest in banking products and technologies, we have the solutions to help you keep your finances in shape, your banking experience easy and efficient. The numbers all add up. Come in today to learn more about our competitive rates, zero to low fees, and other extra values in Albion, Alney, Mount Erie, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. And thank you for making us your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at McNary Gym in Marshall, where the Lawrenceville Indians have lost to the Marshall Lions by a score of 69-52. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson is alongside Indian basketball here on Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Citizens, Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, you can get it at Leggett. Well, the Indians fell behind early. Marshall got off to a quick start. Led 7-0 at one point. Led by 10 after one quarter play by a 44-21 margin at the half. Indians did a good job in that third quarter. Knocked it down somewhat. But the Lions led 56-42 after three quarters and picked up the victory, as it turned out, by 17 points, 69-52. Indians lose the game, and they also lose another player to injury, Jordan Jones spraining his left ankle. So another ankle injury for the Indians to deal with. They've had numerous injury problems all season long. Again, they lose here, 69-52. This is the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report. Again, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, fans filing out here as the Lions fans have seen the red and white, the home red and white win here, 69-52. Bill has some final numbers, do you?
Yes, I do. Marshall led it 20-10 after a quarter, 44-21 at halftime. 54-42, the Indians cut into that lead after three quarters. Marshall ends up outscoring Lawrenceville 13-10 in that fourth quarter to win it 69-52 for the Indians. Leading the way was Cale Powell off the bench. Cale hit 5 of 6 shots tonight, hit 4 of 5 three-pointers, finished with a team-high 14 points. Connor Odell finished with 13 points, 11 points for Jordan Jones before he hurt himself with that apparent sprained ankle. Blaine Winningham had 8 points tonight, 2 points for R.J. Nelms, 2 off the bench for Skylar Toole, 2 off the bench for Williams, who had a pair of free throws. Winkle started, did not score. Parkman, Ivers, Kelly all played for the Tribe, did not score. For Marshall, who improves to 13-5 on the season, Harper led the way. He had 9 points in that opening period. He ended up with 13 points. 10 points for Kyle Sanders, 9 each for Wallace and Burdick, 6 points for Wood, 5 apiece off the bench for Keown and Landers, 2 points for Francis. McManus, Cook played, did not score for the Lions, who won it 65-52.
All right, we're back with more on the Hoax Hair Studio post-game report. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Back here at McNary Gym, I'm Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball. No. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball here on Light 103, WAKO. The Indians lose here by a score of 69-52. Randy Bishop making his way up here to talk with us on the post-game show. Randy, got off to a slow start. They got off to a big start, and that was one of the keys to this game. And you battled really hard, but never really could come back.
Got it back to 12 and made a nice run. And then we turned it over a couple times, and they scored. And they got the momentum back. Played pretty hard, just as we couldn't handle the big kids. We don't have anybody that can guard Burdick and Harper in the post. They tried the best they could, but those kids just got boards and stuck them back in and layups. We're just a little bit outmanned. I'm hoping I get those two other kids back. Then we match up a little bit better with him.
He lost another player tonight. Jordan Jones went down and looked like an ankle.
It did. We're talking 5 kids now. It's like a curse. I told him it's like the Cubs and the Goat. It's unbelievable. You know, and no answer for it. You can't do anything about injuries, but I'm going to tell you what. You lose him, then you got Zeus, and then you got Weger. That's a lot of scoring out of your lineup. But we'll just keep fighting and playing, and hopefully those kids will come back by conference tournament. At least one of them I'd like to get back.
Powell played really well off the bench for you tonight. Shows the ability to score outside, and that's one thing he can do is shoot from out.
Yeah, he really helped us shooting the ball. You know, I thought he was big, and to come back, he hit some nice shots out there. Winningham did a pretty nice job in the post. We had trouble getting the ball to him. So, I saw some positive things, but we had to go to the little lineup. Winkle's having trouble guarding Burdick inside. He's 6'8", just a load. We put a little bit more physical kid in there with him, put Jones down in there. But we did some good things. I thought Odell penetrated in the third quarter and got the ball to people like he should have. One of their weaknesses, they don't guard the dribbler very well. We were able to get in the basket, but if you've seen, we didn't finish either. I kept track. We missed 5 layups probably in the first quarter, and that's 10 points. So we'll see how it turns out. Another game Friday. Hopefully I can get Jones back and maybe Zeus. I don't know yet.
Well, Randy, thanks for being with us. Your ball club battled hard. You got to be heartened by the way you came back, and especially in that third quarter.
Yeah, I really didn't get on them too much in the locker room. I mean, they fought back against a nice team, probably the third team in a conference tournament. I really thought if we could get it to 8, we'd have a pretty good shot, but we just never could quite get over the hump. But I'm proud of them, the way they clawed back. probably against a little bit, on paper, a little bit more talented team against the smaller kids that I got.
All right, we'll see you on Friday night.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians lose by a score of 69-52. They fall to 7-9 on the season, 1-2 in league play. Marshall 13-5 and 3-1 in league play. And the next action for the Indians will come up on Friday. They'll be at home. The Newton Eagles will be the opposition. We'll be on the air around 7:30, 8 o'clock from Lawrenceville High School. Indians and the Newton Eagles. Time now for us to pick our Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Bill, excellent performance by Cale Powell off the bench, leading the Indians with 14 points. I think he's the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, don't you?
Without question. He's the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game tonight. Again, he hit 5 out of 6 shots from the field, 4 of 5 3-pointers, finished with a team-high 14 points off the bench. Great job tonight for Cale Powell. We hope to see more of that.
All right. Indians back at home on Friday night. Again, they take it on the chin here, fell behind early, tried to battle back but could not, losing here in a tough place to play, Marshall McNary Gym. Losing 69-52. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios, Gil T. Wilson, for his good work. Thanks to you, of course, for listening. And we'll talk to you again on Friday night when the Indians are back home against Newton. Steve Anderson for Bill Richardson saying so long from McNary Gym in Marshall.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Vincennes.